Cape Breton Regional Municipality Councillors say they were not consulted about a deal to sell a piece of port land in Sidport. The issue was brought to the CBRM's Committee of the Whole by District 2 Councillor Earlene McMullen after she says Mayor Cecil Clark mentioned the deal in an offhand comment. The land in question is an industrial wharf located in the CBRM's Sidport Industrial Park. The land was purchased by the CBRM in 2015 for $1.2 million with a lease of $90,000 a year to Point Edward Marine. Now McMullen is saying the land has been sold to Point Edward Marine and put forward a motion for a full staff briefing at next week's regular council meeting, which passed unanimously. In the committee of the whole meeting, she discussed why it's important the full council is involved.
It raises questions regarding the timing and compliance of the lease and subsequent sale. Given that this transaction occurred 11 years ago and has not been brought before current council for discussion or information, this would ensure that the lease and subsequent sale meet the statutory requirements of both CBRM policy and the Nova Scotia Municipal Government Act, the MGA.
She requested for all members of council to be provided with documentation on the official date CBRM purchased the land, the official date of the sale, public notices about the sale, council minutes documenting the declaration of the land as surplus, departmental review memos, market appraisals for the sale, and the notices related to the purchase of the land. District 9 Councillor Dave McKeegan expressed his frustration with being kept in the dark.
I had no idea we even owned that land, and there was a contract in place. I don't know if I was insulted or upset. I'm just glad I was away last week and I wasn't here, to be very, very honest with you. I'm going to read an email that I sent out on January 28th, 2026. Good day. Listening to Councillors Kim Shepherd Campbell and Eld McDonald on Seeking Counsel, there was a discussion regarding the previous ship contract. Councillor Shepherd Campbell indicated that the contract was not provided until it was requested. I believe situations where all pertinent information is not provided places new councillors at a disadvantage. Without having all pertinent information readily available, we relied on the conversations for others to learn background and legal details. This put us in a position where we could not properly form an informed opinion as the residents of CBRM would expect. To be clear, when requested, it was provided. I'm not putting blame on anyone. It is just a fact that we had to ask. Access to complete and timely information is essential for councillors to carry out our responsibilities effectively and make decisions in the best interest of those that we represent. That being said, I request the following contracts with outside organizations dealing with CBRM to be provided to councillors. And I listed a number of entities, including Cape Breton Partnership, ACAP, Destinations in Cape Breton, MEMPU, Member 2, the Police Department. But my final part was, please include any that I may have missed. Obviously, I missed, or somebody missed this contract that was with the Point Edward Marine and Corp. That was not provided. I had no idea whatsoever that existed. And I know it was done by previous council, but it's unfortunate that the CAO is not here today because this email was directed to him. And again, we're in a position, there's just so much goes on that council finds out either through Frank Magazine, through the media, and it's constant. We're constantly finding out information that we shouldn't be finding out in outside sources. I don't know what's causing it, but we need to find out what it is. This needs to be fixed, and fixed very quickly, because I'm getting very tired of not being informed and not knowing the full information going into council meetings and trying to make an informed decision.
The CBRM Solicitor General Tony Mosvik responded to McKeegan's comments.
That agreement was on our website for the last 15 years there, since 2015.
Yeah, but the fact is I asked for it and I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm not going to get involved with that. I'm just going to say it was on the website. It's there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
District 1 Councillor Gordon McDonald shared his feelings on the issue. He says the deal was being signed as he was requesting information about it and that the deal should have been part of the CBRM's recent budget discussions.
I find it very sad that after the fact, this is what we're asking for. because we didn't know any of this information. We had none of it with us. We had nothing to be able to make a decision. And I understand, Solicitor Mosvik, that it was on the website for 15 years, since that decision was made by the council that day. But what I can tell you is I personally am very disappointed how this went down. I'm kind of offended how it went down because it's a couple of weeks before we had our solicitor here talk about, not our solicitor, our CAO here talking about, you know, we want no confusion amongst our council over decisions. This is a very important decision, I think, because with January, through January, we argued and had some very strong debates over selling land. And I've personally made it a point that I have no interest in selling land to anybody. And I can tell you something else. At the same time that this document was being signed off, I was in a briefing session, budget briefing session at that, and I spoke to our CEO during that budget briefing on the 24th of March, and I asked him, Dimitri, could you get me a copy of that lease agreement so I can look at it and review it before anything gets signed off officially? It's getting sold, Gord. Okay, fine. Okay, if that's good, can I just have the lease agreement so I can review it for my purview? Didn't come. But at the same time, I was asking that question. That document was being signed in another room. And nobody said anything to me as a counselor that it was being that it was done. It's sold. Nobody said that. I spent almost another 20 hours in budget meetings, discussions. Nobody told anybody in this room that it was sold. Nobody said, we got more money coming. Nobody said that in 20 hours. Imagine 20 hours of discussions. Nobody said anything. So whether or not this is a legal document or not, which I take your word as a solicitor it is, which is great, but that's not transparency around the council table. That's not informing your council colleagues of the transactions that are happening around this table. That's not letting us know. So I'm bothered by that. I'm trying to work with everybody in this chamber to get the best for the residents of this municipality. And land today is the most valuable asset any one of us have. And I don't want to say it was done behind closed doors, but it was sold behind closed doors without anybody in council knowing about it.
His comments were echoed by District 12 Councillor Kim Shepherd Campbell.
My co-counselors are 100% correct. All of this was done. Maybe we weren't part of council when this negotiation first took place, but we are part of council when this new option to purchase it takes place. So I think as present council, we should have been notified of this. We were having budget briefings. This money that was gonna come in, that was not brought up there. The money was not spoken of, so I'm assuming it's not in the budget, so we weren't given information on that. And as far as the memo that we received, I also was taken back from that memo. We're not undermining anyone. I feel if anyone is being undermined around here, it is the council. When we're not questioning your ethics, what we are doing is we are questioning. That is what the public voted us in to do, to bring questions to the council for them. All questions are not going to be comfortable. We all know that, but they need to be answered.
Chief Administrative Officer Dimitri Katrafanis was not present at the meeting. In responding to council's concerns, Mosvik laid out his responsibilities as Solicitor General.
My job is to make sure the transaction is legal. My job is to make sure that it's done properly. That's it. It's not my job to manage council, tell council about other things. And so the concerns that you're expressing, obviously are gonna have to be dealt with elsewhere. And that's fair. I don't comment on that. Mm-hmm. The comments that I've made in my memo are what I have viewed over the last 4 months, not just particularly with me, but with the way that Director Evely was treated as well when she was there. And the way that senior staff has been treated. And there does seem to be issues, but it's not with staff. Staff works very well together. Staff respects one another.
The full details of the sale are not yet known. However, in the original deal, there was an option to buy the property for $1.2 million, less $60,000 a year for the length of the lease, which would cut the buyout option in half after 10 years. One of the figures behind the deal is port promoter Albert Barbucci, who is also involved in the proposed Novaport development, which originally planned to develop a container terminal in Edwardsville before transitioning to plans for an offshore wind marshalling site. The development is now up in the air after a CBRM council voted to end negotiations to allow other options to be considered. Following the Committee of the Whole meeting, Mayor Cecil Clark spoke about the concerns from councillors, telling reporters he signed the deal for the land purchase on March 24th of this year.
The transactions themselves are the responsibility of the CAO and senior management. From a legislative point of view, there are agreements that are put in place. We deal with hundreds of documents that come through the mayor's office that council would have dealt with in the past. This is no different in terms of a transaction. It was a legal option that was triggered with regards to a purchase option. And again, that falls back to administration. All the questions that are asked, you can see from the council meeting, will require the CAO, the solicitor, and finance to report, and I'll await what they have to present to council. So I look forward to it.
The full staff report will be revealed at the next full council meeting, which will take place next week. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.